He didn't brief me on anything, so I'm assuming that, you know, we're in good shape. What do we got?
I'm curious for your take. Alexi last night at halftime in one of the games was talking about how Chicago's probably going to get Jermaine Jones, and I know LA's moving up in the allocation order to get somebody. And I just wonder, as you sit here with the top spot in the allocation order, and you see that, you know, some of these other teams are going to be able to make deals to bring in people. What is the benefit of being at the top of that? If the other teams are going to be able to kind of move things around, what do you get from being up there?
Well, so I mean, there's a couple things that are good about it, right? The first thing is that, you know, you have first crack at any of those players, right? Anyone. So any name that you want to throw at me, we got first choice at.
Okay.
So give me a name.
Jermaine Jones.
First choice.
Sasha Kleshin.
First choice.
Chosey.
First choice.
So does that, if we see then Jermaine signing with Chicago, or we see...
That can't be.
Okay. It
can't happen. It's got to come through us.
Okay.
That's the way it goes.
Okay. So has it come through you?
I haven't heard anything about that. But then, so I was going to say, and then the second thing is you have leverage.
Right.
You know, because if a team, like you're saying, you know, it's already reported that it's going to Chicago. Well, if it has to go through us, that means that, you know, we have to give up the spot.
Right. That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Or unless, it sounds like there's some rule where if they're going to make it a designated player of a certain level or certain financial stature, then that means it doesn't have to go through the allocation.
That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay.
Is that just a numbers?
Yeah, that's thing? A numbers thing. Yeah. And you know, that's the Bradley Dempsey deal. Yep. Okay. That's true.
So are you guys in a position where you can, you know, because obviously that top spot in the allocation order doesn't mean much if everybody knows you're not going to do anything with it. Are you guys in a position where you can, you know, present yourselves as a club who can, you know, who could use that, and so a team would need to trade up? Or do you think that teams look at you guys as maybe not being able to make a move for somebody who they want, and so they're not super concerned about you having the number one?
Well, I take offense to that comment. You know, I think that makes no sense. Of course, we can get anyone.
Okay.
As long as ownership says, you know, let's do it, we can get in. We're in the position, we play good enough football that anyone would want to come play with us.
Sure.
Right? So we're, not only are we not, I think that spot is very valuable for us for that reason. You know, you know, to say we're just a placeholder in that, that's not true. And, you know, I think... You know, we're representing, what we're trying to do here is representing a club that players want to come to. Mm-hmm. And they want to, you know, they want to play the type of soccer we're playing. They want to, you know, get treated the way we're treating players. And that's positive in my eyes. So I think we'd be in contention for anyone coming back. And, you know, I'm not going to say names, but, you know, I got a call yesterday about a guy who wanted to specifically come to Columbus.
Like a national team type player?
Yeah.
Okay.
A big national team player, and I thought that was interesting. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we're getting calls that people are coming to us. So, you know,
have you had teams reach out to you about trying to move up and acquire your spot? I mean, it would take a lot, I think, for you and want to move down. But I just wonder if teams have, like you said, if it all has to go through you.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'd say is that, you know, we're not talking about big movement here. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's moving, it's a slight adjustment, you know, that puts us right back into position. So, but the answer to that is no, there has been no specific real talks about that.
Okay.
But, you know, we're not ready to give that spot up.
And do you have in your mind when you think you might get to use that? Or when you might be in the, you might have a position or an opportunity to do that? Or is that one of those things that's kind of hard to say? Because, like you said, you get a call yesterday from a guy, like...
Yeah. Sam, I'm not doing the golfing. Why not?
Full team appearance, Matt. We can talk about
that. No, I think there's I think the time frame is what, August 6th is the time frame for that, right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not missing anything. Am I?
I actually wasn't sure on that.
Yeah.
If the.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be though?
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, why are half the rules the way they are in the league? I mean, things. Yeah. Not put words in your mouth. Yeah. Things sometimes don't always make sense. So.
Yeah, no, but I think the time frame for that is August 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. You mentioned a big national team guy, obviously. Sasha Kleshin is a name that's gotten tossed around in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Obviously, LA has interest in him. He's got ties there. Is that a guy that you've looked at, or is that a guy that you've considered, or, you know, just simply from being at the top of the allocation, or you probably have to take a look at guys like that, right?
Yeah, so I learned my lesson when answering this question, and I'm going to say that I'm only, you know, thinking about guys that are here. And I won't comment on guys that aren't at our club.
far as guys who are here.
How was that? Pretty good.
As far as guys who are here, you had mentioned after the game the other day that you've been asking people to maybe do some things that don't show up on the score sheet.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could expand on that a little bit as far
as... Yeah, well, look where he's getting the ball. Look at the position he's getting the ball in. It's a lot deeper in the field.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, you know, that brings you further from going. If you want to score, you got to, you know, you got to then get from that position up into the box.
Right.
So that's what I meant by that, is that, you know, he's instrumental in our game, and he's fitting in, or he's doing whatever it takes to, you know, to help the team. Because normally you'd say, okay, let's get him closer to the box and let's try to find him there. But we feel that, you know, he can be so effective, playing from different spots.
And is that something that just came from as you watched the season develop? Because obviously he's a guy that's shown he can score and he can be dangerous. And yeah. I know at times you've struggled to generate some offense.
Yeah.
You know, is that just a case of... I guess what led you to come to that decision? Maybe?
Well, I think that he occupies, you know, he's in people's, in the opponent's minds a lot. So wherever you put him, it's going to draw attention to.
Okay. Are having other guys like Ethan and Justin and Bernardo scoring and contributing, you know, statistically, does that make that a little bit easier to pull him a little bit, you know, further back because they can kind of fit, not necessarily that position, but...
Yeah, we need that. I mean, we need the offense coming from, you know, those top four guys. And then set pieces. You know, look at last game. I mean, we had how many set pieces were really dangerous, right? They cleared two off the line, one right by the far post, and one we put back in for the chance people had. So those are four, you know, corner kicks that were extremely dangerous. So, you know, we need to get that going as well.
Speaking of Ethan, the last time I talked to you about Ethan, it was like, you know, are you surprised at this outburst he's recently had in this, this hot streak? Since then, he's been, you know, maybe your most consistent attacking option with, you know, Peep out for a little while and Hyra out for some time.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have to move. Do you see him as you know, that consistent guy now? Has he turned into that guy who gives it to you every game rather than, you know, in spurts?
I think he's dangerous every single game, and is it raining a little bit? You guys
feel
some water?
Yeah? I think the rain is falling off the tree.
And you know, we're in a position now where we're asking him for more.
Sure.
And he's given us more. He's been great. And you know, he's got some good ability. Then the couple of the fact that he's, you know, he can run a lot and he can run at a high intensity for a long time. So that makes it, you know, that makes him dangerous.
At the beginning of the year, and we talked about this last year as well, you know, at the beginning of the year, he wasn't even making the 18. He wasn't even getting in the preseason games.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talked a little bit about how he sort of represents that ability for the guys to move up in the squad. Could you have even seen, you know, him becoming that, you know, solid starter that he's become? Is that something that you saw from him in preseason or whatever?
Well, the thing is that you don't want to limit, you know, what guys can do. You want them to, you know, to feel like they can go anywhere and do anything. And so, you know, in the beginning, we didn't necessarily see the guy he is now, but, you know, we didn't prevent him from growing into that guy.
Sure.
Right? And guys through different stages of the season are at different points. You know, you don't know if he was pressing too much. You don't know if he wasn't fit enough. You don't know what the circumstances are, why he wasn't performing, and why it took, you know, why he now he is. But, you know, he's a guy that's been digging in and improving and, you know, taking in what we're saying, and his movement off the ball has been really good, and that's been fantastic. It's been fun to watch.
Do you think it's just something that clicked? Was it just, you know, that he had that moment of
well, I think, you know, I think that you want to align players with what you're trying to teach and what you're trying to do. And maybe in the beginning he wasn't exactly aligned with it. He wasn't understanding it. Maybe it was our fault a little bit. Or, you know, like, whatever the case was, I think that now he's on the same page. He knows exactly what we expect out of him, and he knows how to be dangerous.
I asked you on Tuesday about the depth in terms of the young guys that have come in. From the other side of that, some of the more veteran guys, the Eric Gehrig, the Tyson Walls, you know, Palladini coming in when Will's been out, Viana when he was healthy. What have those guys given you, both when they've come into the game, but as veterans that, you know, here on the practice field and things like that, to kind of help with the...
Well, I think they've been great. You know, now if you look at a guy, like, I'll give you a couple of examples. A guy like Augustine, who came in and did his job, but not only that, in training every day, he works harder than anybody. You know, you look at a guy like Gehrig who lay down his body for the team.
Right.
Literally, you know, blocking shots and doing whatever it takes to succeed. You know, Tyson's another guy who comes in, you know, and performs when he's asked to. So, you know, I've been happy with these guys, you know, and it, you know, it helps. It helps when you have older guys that are willing to do that. You know, Palladini as well, you know, he's frustrated that he's not playing, but he's, you know, he's still out here, you know, plugging away in training. So that's very positive to me.
How's Jairo?
It's getting better. Getting a lot better.
Is he in the mix for Saturday?
He might be. We gotta really have a conversation with him after today and see how he was, but he could be.
Are you thinking he's probably at this point only ready for a substitute role or something like that? Or could he go 90?
No, I mean, it would be hard for me to imagine that he can go 90. Really hard.
Sure.
You know, right. I mean, it's been out how many weeks?
Three and a half weeks.
Yeah, that'd be hard. But, you know, we're trying to evaluate if he can play some sort of role.
Sure. Anybody else pick up anything this week so far? Dings or anything?
No, I think it's all in the injury report, right? Everything that we're, yeah. I think everything else is pretty good. Okay. Yeah.